Talking Steele County Blades hockey with one of the forwards from the team from Monaca, Pennsylvania, is Noah Yurden. Noah, how are you enjoying your winter in southern Minnesota?
You know, it's a lot colder here than back in Pennsylvania, so it's not too bad, though.
Okay. Wait, have you had to do some odd things because of it, or don't do some things that you would ordinarily do at home because it's gotten so darn cold lately?
I'd say I've been wearing my winter boots a lot recently, you know, walking in the snow and having to start the car like 30 minutes early.
Sure.
But other than that, no, not really.
What kind of a team were you playing on last season to then now be here with the Blades, but where were you playing last season?
So last season I played up in the Greater Ontario Junior Hockey League, So up in Canada for the Niagara Falls Canucks.
Okay.
And I kind of got recruited from there from my summer league coach. He had really good connections with the head coach, and then I didn't personally have a really good year because it was just up and down, and then, you know, Coach Bangs reached out over the summer, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, and you're having a great season with the Steele County Blades. What's the difference? Why has this winter been so good for you, do you think?
I'd say, you know, the coaches kind of have a lot of belief in me. And, you know, if coaches have good belief in their players, and the players spread that among the other players, and then it just kind of rubs off on everybody, I feel like.
As far as the team then and the chemistry and maybe guys that you've worked with on lines specifically, just what has it been that has also been good for you? Who are you working with? Who are you playing with primarily? And how is it that you guys have been able to click?
I'd say primarily I was playing with, you know, number 5, Gavin Ellis, and either number 16, Charlie Smith, or 27, Ryan Brulette. And it's kind of, you know, we feed off each other, really. If one of us, you know, goes in deep, the other one will stay in front of the net, and we kind of just give and go off each other. We're more of a dominant line off the rush, and then once we get set up and we get everything going, then pretty good, I'd say.
Okay.
Overall for the team, what do you like about confidence and continuity of the team to have some success here at the end of the season and into the playoffs? What is it about this team overall that makes it a nice team and a well-balanced team?
I'd say overall, you know, even though we lost this past weekend to the River Kings, you know, we played really tough the two games that were here and really gave them a battle. You know, going into the latter part of the season here, trying to really climb up the standings, you know, either get up in the fourth place or third place, but realistically, you're probably going to end up having Blue Ox first round series, so It's probably going to be a pretty good series, I think.
Yeah. What can you think of in the games previously against the Blue Ox that stand out, or what's how do the teams match up with the idea that, as we're talking, you guys are getting set to play the Blue Ox, but what is it about that team that's interesting?
I think, you know, the Blue Ox, this is only my first year here, but I feel like the Blue Ox and our coaches don't really like each other too much, so that's always a good combination. And then, you know, things get rowdy, and then, you know, we'll put a few and start chirping, and then they put a few, and it just goes back and forth, so it's pretty physical hockey.
Okay.
Has there been a little bit more animosity, if that's the right word, against the Blue Ox than against some other teams, and are you willing to say, put a finger on why?
I'm not too sure why, but Definitely some more animosity, definitely against them and Hudson, really.
Okay.
Really starting things up.
Okay. I would think that from an athlete standpoint, it's fun to have those games that that's a rivalry that maybe is, you know, just a little bit hot between the teams. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. You know, especially when the crowd gets going and then the boys on the bench get going. It's a pretty fun atmosphere.
Okay.
To adjust, now you mentioned you were playing in Canada in the previous year, coming out of Pennsylvania. How did the Canadian opportunity come along, or what sent you up north of the border?
So I played my U18 year back in Pittsburgh, in the USPHL actually, and then I ended up summer league for one of my good buddies, and then he actually is a head scout for the Coquitlam Express in the BCHL, and then we actually played in the Niagara Falls Canucks rink. And then the head coach is happening watching, and then we just stayed in touch for the summer.
Okay.
And now you're here with the Blades. Was there a big adjustment from that league to this league? Are there similarities from where you played last winter to this winter? How about that?
I'd say the go is a little bit quicker. So, you know, coming here, it's still pretty fast-paced, but here's definitely more physical.
Okay.
So that was kind of adjustable.
All right. And how have you adjusted? I'm seeing 5'9", 170 on the one chart here for you. Do you feel okay out there? There's some teams that put 6'7", 6'8", guys out there once in a while anyway. But how about that aspect of it? Are you adapting and okay with that kind of physical brand of hockey?
Yeah, you know, it's always tough being a smaller guy, but I feel like I can use my speed to my advantage and really take the guys wide or beat them in first to the puck or, you know, whatever it may be. But no, I don't really feel like it's a disadvantage.
Okay.
And Noah, what got you first started in hockey initially?
I would just say watching the Pittsburgh Penguins back home, and watching Crosby and Gonchar and Fleury growing up. it's not hard to get into it after watching that.
Yeah, I suppose. So about what age did you first start playing hockey, would you guess?
I think I first started skating around 4 or 5.
Okay. And what are some long-term goals for you with regard to hockey?
Long-term goals? I definitely say I want to play college somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then maybe play pro overseas or maybe stay in the sport just as a coach. You know, you never really know. Okay. Hockey can really lead you anywhere.
You mentioned Pittsburgh, so kind of a metro area, southern Minnesota, or they playing in Owatonna, a little bit removed from the Twin Cities. What are you liking about maybe being in a small town for the winter?
Even though it's with COVID, you know, there's still a lot of support from the community.
Yep.
But, you know, if COVID didn't happen, then I'm sure there'll be a lot more fans here. So, but other than that, the community's been really good.
Okay.
You know, it's built house is really good, too.
Very nice. Noah Yurden, coming out of Monaca, Pennsylvania. I thank you for the time. Good luck on the balance of the season.
Thank you. Nice meeting you.